A blast of bitter cold will stick around all weekend. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Wind chills across much of the country are below zero.
We have an air mass that effectively originated somewhere close to the Arctic Circle, push its way all the way to the Atlantic coast.
Lindsay Marlowe with the National Weather Service, in addition to the cold, lake effect snow is piling up.
Blizzard conditions are expected in parts of the Great Lakes region, and several feet of snow may accumulate. Frigid air is expected to strike as far south as Texas and over to Georgia and Florida. And the Pacific Northwest isn't in the clear. Forecasters say the region's in for rain and freezing rain.
Fox's Jill Nato. It's shaping up to be another miserable day at the airport. More than 1,500 flights in the U.S. are canceled. President Biden is spending the holiday weekend at the White House, and he won't have to worry about a government shutdown. Yesterday, the House passed a massive government funding bill.
So about half of the $1.7 trillion goes to defense funding, $787 billion for domestic programs, and close to $45 billion for military and humanitarian aid to Ukraine.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. A deal was held up for days by conservatives in the House who wanted to wait until the next Congress when they'll control the chamber. A wave of COVID-19 infections is sweeping across China, filling up hospitals and crematoriums. Many sick patients are being turned away from emergency rooms. Others are being treated on floors and benches. Despite the surge, the leader of Hong Kong says China has agreed to a reopening of the city's border with the mainland. China recently relaxed its zero COVID policy. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Lots of people have side hustles, but a flight attendant from Dallas could be looking at prison time for hers. Therese White has pleaded guilty to drug trafficking after 3 pounds of fentanyl were found taped to her abdomen. White was busted in October at San Diego International Airport. Since she's a flight attendant, she's allowed to bypass the more robust security measures, but this time she was randomly selected for the regular screening, and the drugs were found. She faces up to 20 years in prison. A guilty verdict in Los Angeles against a rapper accused of shooting a hip-hop star.
The jury returning the verdict after roughly a day of deliberation, convicting Daystar Peterson, better known as Tory Lanez, on 3 felonies, including discharging a firearm with gross negligence. Lanez's ex, Megan Thee Stallion, whose legal name is Megan Pete, testified during the trial that Lanez fired a handgun at the back of her feet and shouted for her to dance as she walked away from an SUV they had been riding in. She needed surgery to remove bullet fragments from her feet. The shooting became a lightning rod for a debate over gender politics and hip-hop and the protection of black women. Tory Lanez now faces up to 22 years in prison and deportation to his native Canada. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A shooting that may have been motivated by racism is under investigation in Paris.
Deadly violence, then angry protest, not far from the landmarks of the French capital. In this holiday season, a shooting at and around a center for the Kurdish community in Paris left 3 dead and 3 injured. The suspected gunman, a 69-year-old French national, was quickly arrested by police with his own injuries. The man had been arrested in the past, including for an attack on a migrant camp in Paris. He was just released from prison.
Fox's Greg Palcott. Officials are investigating if the shooter wanted to attack foreigners. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.